traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Joe Biden and the radical left have lost their minds. They think men can become pregnant.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant?
Yes.
A Supreme Court justice can't even define what a woman is.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
I can't.
So-called medical professionals claim that innocent little babies are secretly transgender from the moment they are born.
They knew from the minute they were born.
The woke left will prosecute parents who try to protect their kids from this madness.
They're criminally liable if they don't do so.
Are you paying attention yet? Stop the radical left's assault on our kids. Stop the insanity.
The United States.
This is America, Jack.
We're Americans.
This is the power of suggestion.
The ultimate gala spectacle.
You want to hear the truth?
Yeah, I want to hear the truth.
The truth is,
its cruel symptoms can strike anyone.
That's all I'm going to say at this time.
What creates an extraordinary life is an extraordinary mindset.
Now that I got your attention, listen to this.
Let's go!
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Delete control. The all out.
The Wayne Dupree Program.
All right. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the show. Here I am. I'm choking. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our Friday, your Thursday. We are the Wayne Dupree Program. Let me introduce my brother, my ace buku, what do you call it? My
wingman.
Yeah, wingman. My wingman. He's been here ever since I was born. And sometimes, ain't that right, daddy? But no, I got to give it up for Hutch Bailey Jr., the godfather of conservative radio.
Well, thank you, Wayne. I appreciate it. I'm just glad to be part of the program. And still trying to shake that off from Tuesday, but here we are.
Yeah, we're going to get into some stuff today. And we have a little straggler that we just can't get rid of. But I appreciate Jason coming in this week. And the audience loves you. And I appreciate you taking the time. Because I know you're busy, man, so I appreciate you taking the time to join us and talk politics with us.
Wayne, I just got to say, I love what you're doing fighting for the country, and it's really an honor to be on the program. You got a great audience. You guys are doing God's work. So it's a privilege and an honor to get invited back.
What you looking at, Hutch? What's on your mind?
Trying to, you know, make sense of really what happened and trying to do it honestly. and watching people lose their minds, and while we got a bunch of yellow people on our side, I'll tell you that. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'll just say real quick, like the part I can't get past is everybody has such short memories,
very short of
how worthless the Republican Party was from 2015 back.
Right.
You know, they had basically 3 tenets. They had national security. They had conservative values, and they had free markets. But their definitions of those weren't our definitions. Free markets were sending all the manufacturing and blue-collar work to other parts of the world to be done by peasants and sometimes slaves, and all of our people lost their jobs. But the CEOs' profit soared. You know, their national defense was endless wars from Vietnam until Iraq and beyond. Just never-ending wars. And their conservative values. When's the last time you saw a pre-2015 Republican stand up for family values or say something against trans testicles or whatever. You all forgot that Trump changed that.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jason.
All right. I got to go on a little rant myself this morning. Okay. So I said a couple days ago before the election, somebody's brain was going to break. And it was our brain because we're like, how did this not happen? Yeah. So I had some reflective time with my wife, and I thought back to when I got in politics. The first election I voted for was the Ross Perot election, and I voted for Ross Perot because I hated politicians. I thought the swamp was real. Yep. Perot didn't win. I don't know if a third party will ever win. Then as we go forward, our choices were Republicans, who I like their values and work hard and all that stuff, but they were corrupt as hell. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, you got the Democrats with a bunch of stupid ideas, but at least I thought they were honest. I mean, I'm from Minnesota. We had guys like Paul Wellstone and that kind of thing. So I voted for some Democrats because I couldn't vote for the corruption of the Republican Party, the warmongers, the military-industrial complex. And then you get to Obama, especially Obama term two. The Democrats were more like corrupt than the Republicans.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we going to do? You know, who do you vote for? And then God gave us the dude coming down the escalator, and he sent us President Trump. And President Trump threw both establishment parties off the rails. He ran as a Republican. He's kind of a moderate Democrat, to be honest. I don't necessarily agree with all his policies. I think there's plenty of things to criticize him for. I don't always appreciate what he says, but I'll tell you what, if we're going to fight for this country, give me the guy that shares my values, that understands the corruption. And when I see all these people and the GOP establishment glomming behind Ron DeSantis, and I love Ron, and like I'm a fan of Ron, but we do not need a Republican establishment candidate. We need somebody who's going to be America first. We need Carrie Lakes of the world. We need Jim Jordans. Yeah. Yeah. We need these people that are going to get back and take back the country. So after a day of lamenting, I came back all fired up, got my Trump flag out from the last election. I got my Trump 2024 hat, USA jersey. Taking back the country starts today.
That's right.
I want to add something real quick that you sent to the green room this morning, Jason. Mm-hmm. You sent a tweet by Lou Dobbs.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at this, looking at a bunch of people, and Trump didn't react perfectly on Tuesday night. I mean, he made some mistakes, but he's not to blame.
He's not to blame.
You know, Mitch, the people that are running the money, this Elmer, whatever his name is, that says he wants to run for majority whip, Kevin McCarthy, especially Mitch McConnell, and Rick Scott. Yep. Rick Scott, you look at this money. This is McConnell money. In Arizona, they sent Blake Masters $9 million. The Democrats had Kelly at $73 million. And McConnell knew all this. Walker in Georgia, $32 million. Warnock, $76 million. There it is right there. Look at it and weep. That's why we lost. One of the reasons why we lost the election.
Right.
Another reason is, the biggest reason has nothing to do with Trump.
No.
The biggest reason is in America today, we don't count votes anymore. We count ballots.
Yes.
That's what we got to center in on. We have to find a way to get back to election night.
Yeah.
We absolutely, and Democrats, I don't know if they're going to be any help to us or not. They just elected a dead dude in Pennsylvania and a cyborg.
Right.
But again, they didn't count. They didn't win by votes. They won by ballots.
Yep.
And notice before the show, I was looking at the results in Pennsylvania, because they are still counting. And it went from 2% to 4% for that cyborg that you were talking about. 2% to 4%, and I don't know. Maybe it is me. But I am starting to think that Republicans didn't come out like I thought that they were going to come out.
I mean, I find that hard to believe, but it is possible. I mean, and And really, in all honesty, in the cities, Fetterman had support.
But well, believe it or not, the thing to realize with Oz, and we were chatting about that earlier, like Oz, like you're not going to get a laborer who's going to be inspired by Oz to go vote, right? And
he's a horrible candidate.
Yeah,
he was.
And I mean, vowed not to say it until November 9th, but Pennsylvania's not voting for a Turkish Muslim from New Jersey.
Well, exactly. And you're trying to get, he's talking coup d'etat. Like, nobody even knows what the hell that is.
I didn't know what it was.
Here's a fucking cheesesteak.
I had no idea what it was.
Somebody hand him a goddamn cheesesteak. Yeah. This isn't that hard.
You know, and even Oprah threw him under the bus, the yellow, right. Yellow electric bus.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, the reason why I said that I think that some Republicans stayed home is twofold because, well, actually three, because if they watch Mitch McConnell and what Mitch McConnell had said in August, he was talking about the quality of the candidates. And that points to what you were talking about earlier with the numbers for those Senate candidates. He pulled the money from those four Senate candidates. He pulled it. So when you see people blaming Donald Trump had nothing to do with the money.
He's a private citizen.
Right. That's Mitch McConnell. And he, look, he even came.
Share any of your projections on the midterm elections?
Yeah, I think there's probably a greater likelihood the House flips than the Senate. Senate races are just different. They're statewide.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate that.
A lot to do with the outcome. Right now, we have a 50-50 Senate and a 50-50 country. But I think when all is said and done, it's all we're going to have an extremely close Senate, either our side up slightly or their side up slightly.
That needs to be fired today.
Yeah,
Somebody needs to run against him, and it doesn't need to be Rick Scott.
That was in August. That was in August of this year. He was talking about the quality of the candidates, and then he pulled the Senate money away from him. And for some godforsaken reason, I don't know, maybe talk to the Republican Governor Association, because the Governor Association sent $20 million down to DeSantis. And, I mean, that still bugs
That's
me.
That's criminal. That's criminal.
Right.
That still bugs me the way that that did that. You know what I'm saying? That I mean,
Arizona's governor did it. He's the head of it.
Ducey.
Yep.
And Ducey doesn't like Lake.
Right. So, and Asa Hutchinson, that just got replaced by Ronna, whatever her name is. Huckabee. But,
yeah. Oh, Sarah.
Rona McDaniel needs to go too, right? By the way.
Yeah.
She came out and said she never said red wave. And somebody did a quick Twitter search and she just lied.
I was going to say, do people not know something called the internet exists?
Like, No, they don't. They don't.
As far as I'm concerned, she needs to go just because she's a Romney.
Right.
I want y'all to hear something. I created a video this morning, a quick video, but I created a video, and my thing is more along the line, shut up about the red wave and red tsunami. Stop doing it. Number one, it came from the Democrats. The Democrats used to talk about the blue wave and blue. So we pulled it and used it, and we've been using it. Okay. But I'm not saying stop using it because of that. I'm saying stop using it because you are hurting yourselves and you're hurting us, more importantly. Because when it don't happen, you get people calling in the shows saying, I really don't feel like doing this no more. I thought it was going to
be. Mission accomplished.
Exactly right. That is a suppression beyond beliefs. When, I mean, it's better to under promise or what's the word
under I'm looking promise, for? Over deliver.
Right. It's better to do that. Well, you know what? I don't know. Act like you're in sports. I don't know what we're going to do out there because the other team is great. And, you know,
play
the other
for 60 minutes.
Exactly.
60 minutes, you know, and leave everything on the field.
Leave everything on the field. And, exactly.
And in all probability, if this election was held before COVID, we probably would have had a red wave. But it's rigged to the core right now.
Yeah.
And we're not in the rigging part. Only one side is. And it's not us. And I don't blame us for that. But we have to kill that other procedure. We got to get that. That's got to go. That's what beat us. You look, and there's seven or eight races out there. They have this new term. It's called drop and roll, you know, in politics. And it's dropping off mail-in ballots. And you can actually watch the blue trajectory, and then the drop-off comes, and it goes right up. And that's how they won. That's the margin they won. These guys are doing math. They're doing math and figuring out how many ballots they need to manufacture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we count ballots. We don't count freaking votes.
Oh, and yeah.
If we stand for that, we're never going to win again.
Yeah.
I shared that Twitter thread this morning that I found from The Last Refuge, and mm-hmm. he had a great breakdown and a nice article on it. And he said, you know, if you go back pre-2020, once COVID hit, they quit campaigning. The whole left quit campaigning.
Yep.
And all they did was shift all their resources into harvesting ballots.
That's right.
And even legal, illegal, you know, watch 2000 Mules, draw your own conclusion. Great show. But, I mean, he did a nice job kind of saying the we are still fighting for votes. They're fighting for ballots.
That's right.
And that's why they don't need to debate. That's why they don't leave their bedroom. That's why they don't do any of that stuff. They don't.
That's how a cyborg gets elected.
Right.
That's how a dead dude gets elected.
Or right. And we're not saying Katie Hobbs is going to win, but she didn't debate. She stayed basically in her basement, you know, and the vote is still being counted out there. But in going back to the red wave, I want you
for
to
a second. Does it feel like a red wave?
It feels like a red wave, Brian.
You know, your predictions of a red wave are accurate.
Somebody made a surfboard, said the red wave is coming.
Red wave rising.
That red wave that I'm convinced is coming.
The reports I'm seeing show a big red wave coming.
Sleepy Joe just guaranteed a red wave in Pennsylvania.
There's a lot of energy on the ground. You probably hear the rally in the background right now. We think we're going to have a big red wave in Michigan.
Wow.
Democrats are bracing for the worst case scenario, a red tsunami.
We are officially on a red tsunami watch.
Sean, we're going to see a red tsunami.
Red tsunami grows.
That means red tsunami.
And we're not just going to see a red wave. We're going to see a red tsunami.
Poverty, joblessness, critical race theory, crazy gender ideology in our schools. We are going to see a red tsunami.
And lastly, your prediction for tonight.
I think we're going to have a red wave. I think it's going to be maybe bigger than anyone thought.
On Tuesday, we will be part of a big red wave that says enough is enough.
Up next, Elon Musk ready to ride the big red wave.
Elon Musk tweeted massive red wave.
Massive red wave.
Massive red wave.
Massive red wave.
You're about to see a red wave that makes day after tomorrow look like nothing.
That's going to be responsible for the red wave. I think the red wave that's coming is going to be like the elevator doors opening up in The Shining.
Rogan said that the red wave is going to look like the elevator doors opening and the blood pouring out of the elevator in The Shining.
Like the elevator doors opening up in The Shining.
That is correct, except it's not going to be an elevator. It's going to look more like Deep Impact, the tsunami at the end, but colored red.
Remember that Taya Leone Deep Impact disaster movie? That's the red wave tsunami that'll come ashore.
It's going to be a brutal week for the Democrats beginning on Tuesday.
And frankly, I've already DVR'd CNN and MSNBC for election night, not because I'm going to watch, but just because I want to enjoy the tears post red tsunami.
It's going to be a red wave. I can't stand it.
Oh, Ben.
Twice.
Oh,
the blood comes out. Yeah. You know, the thing about it is these morons, each one of those people thought they had a genuine thought.
I know, right?
Right. You know, it's like, you people, you're as bad as the Democrats.
Yeah. But that was my number two. You can create suppression by doing that because some people will begin to think, well, all these people are going to, if in the bag, we got it. Why go vote? Right, Jason?
Well, and you think about it, I mean, a lot of these elections were determined by a small percentage point, and you figure, and that's kind of that voting versus campaigning thing. If you're a Democrat to vote, like, hey, here's your mail-in ballot, it shows up automatically in your house, you fill it in, and it's somebody, you drop it off. Meanwhile, we got to get off our butt and go down there. Morning, Angel.
Morning, Angel.
And then, and then really, that's where they have the advantage, you know, and when they tell us we're going to win easy, I mean, it just takes 1% of the people to say, maybe I'll not go vote this time. And here we are.
That's why I say, just stop saying red wave. Stop saying red tsunami. Use it afterwards.
We made fun of it
the entire season. Red wave! Red tsunami! Show me the money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Show me the money.
Show us the money. You're right. Who is this? Hutch's favorite. Dude.
I see you got the speaker of the house down there.
You've got the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal opinion page, one after another talking about turning their back on Trumpism and turning their back on extremism. So what's your take on the other night? And do you think this is a corrective election?
My take is that voters want common sense and they want responsible government. And that's not ideological, that's not political, that's simply getting the job done. They're looking for results, they're looking for solutions, they're not looking for the kind of politics that we've had over the last 6 years. And you see Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, those are all the three key states for 2024, but I still want to look backward. The people I talked to over the last 24 hours have essentially said, enough Donald Trump. Enough of this chaos, enough of the yelling and screaming.
Remember, he lives with McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
And he goes on Morning Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
To say it without a tie.
I mean,
shaving.
The people that he's talking about is McCarthy. I mean, you know, they live together. So
and McConnell, things, sure.
And yeah, so, I mean, the people he's talking to, Republicans, are saying, enough Trump. That's basically what you're saying.
And a lot of the big wigs are. Victor Davis Hanson's talking a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Schlichter. You know, he was always talking smack. But
yeah.
Don't get tricked. Here's my message to you people in positions of responsibility in the conservative media. Think of what you're going to do if you keep pushing this.
Yeah.
You're going to wreck the movement.
Yeah.
There's not enough people in a MAGA stadium that are going to go for a Florida governor and let Trump behind. Now, you might take enough percentage away so that we can't win, but DeSantis is never going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
And if I may, Frank Luntz can only be on Morning Joe now because, look, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't remember, he climbed to fame based on his ability to play the great Karnak when it comes to polling. And he has been embarrassing himself year after year lately because polling cannot be trusted anymore. So he shows up on this looking like Mitt Romney trying to play Scott Brown, right? Growing a beard for the first time, trying to be one of the folks. And it's like, you've been wrong this whole time, though, Frank Luntz, because you work for the establishment. You work primarily for Fox News and whoever pulls their strings. And look, they're trying to sell this back to us, right? They're trying to sell this back to us, and they're trying to let the fifth time vaxxed Kool-Aid chuggers think they've won. And it's just not true. We're not buying it anymore.
Right.
You know, exactly. The lip service has got to stop.
Well, here's the thing, too, that everybody's got to realize. There is an absolute point here. Like, Trump is exhausting. He tweets. He makes you fight at Thanksgiving dinner. a battle is real, right? But that's the battle that has to happen if you're going to take the country back. Right. And if you want it to be easy, if you think we elect some milquetoast Republican who all of a sudden they're saying, you're right, we're going to stop cutting balls off of kids. You're right, we're going to stop teaching communism. And if you think that's what the fight's going to be, you're nuts. I was talking to a friend of mine who's like, I just need a break. Like, Trump's so intense. I'm like, do you not realize where the country's at and what we need to
accomplish? Trump's so intense. What about these people that want to mutilate these kids?
Right.
You know, you can't sit there. If you want to fix the house, you got to, you want Kevin McCarthy? Kevin McCarthy's wallpaper. Right. I want a sledgehammer. I want to knock the walls down.
Yeah.
And replace the freaking stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that's the thing is the establishment, the globalist establishment, somehow, some way has convinced the population that they have plausible deniability for all of the actions of Antifa, BLM, and the Alphabet Gang.
Right.
And Trump is the extreme one. MAGA and Trump are extreme. When we want the Constitution, we want rule of law, we want to be able to go to church, we want to be able to go to work, we just want to live our lives. So that's the thing is the Trump thing we're never going to back down on. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll pause it to you one more time. I'll pause it to you one more time and I'll keep saying it. I love Trump too, don't get me wrong. but he can't be an island. We need to keep sending folks. We need to keep sending folks. So keep it coming. We need a farm because Trump is one person and he will eventually wear out. He will. Right. He will. No, he will. Not the thought of him.
But understand this. Understand this. If you're in this movement to drive this wedge using a guy from Florida, we will not tolerate that.
No,
we will not. And Angel is 100% right. Yeah. But if you're in this movement and Trump's still here, you better be loyal to him because he's the one that got us here. He's the one that took us to the dance. Yeah. The Republican Party, I'll say it again, from 2015 all the way back to Reagan, sucked. He's the one that changed it. He's the one that brought in working class Americans. You know,
to the Republican side.
To our side. Yeah, to the MAGA side. Yeah. I'm about ready to drop Republican, man.
And how many decades was it since the working class American really felt somebody in a position of power that made them feel important?
Oh, it's been a long time.
The last steel mills went out of Pittsburgh in 1980.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what many people saw, because most of the politicians that I remember seeing growing up, they always talked over your head.
Yeah.
They always talked over your head,
especially Republicans.
Right. Or they just looked past you and just thought, well, we got that vote in that community right there, so we're not really going to put any money. That's why when the media went 24 hours, and then when the election started coming around, they were like, well, you don't have to worry about that state and that state and that state because that state's already going. Votes hadn't even come in yet, but they had already notched these states up already. And that's why I'm saying the media is if they aren't the biggest problem. I mean, if the biggest problem is the politicians, the media is the second, because when you
they're
have
the same, they're on the same team.
They're when the enemy have, of the people.
When you have people coming up there like this,
so going into 2024, the Republicans are going to be looking for candidates who are focused on winning, not just making a point or settling a score. So to really change the country, we're going to have to win, and we have to win over voters outside our traditional base. That means young people, too. That's got to be the goal for the next presidential election. The populist movement is about ideas. It is not about any one person. If the voters conclude that you're putting your own ego or your own grudges ahead of what's good for the country, they're going to look elsewhere, period.
That's what you do, Lauren. You know, I mean, this is she works for Paul Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if
you don't see the way or the direction that Fox News is going over the last couple of days, that, I mean, then you don't want to see it. You don't want to see it. Go ahead.
If I may, I just want to say something here. A couple of things. One is, I saw Trump isn't a saint in the comments. We know that, guys.
True.
We're against his vaccine. I was against his bump stock ban. I mean, look, guys, we know Trump isn't perfect, which is why I keep calling for a farm team. He can't be, no one man can be perfect all the time. I would like as many constitutional purists as we can possibly muster up, right? So that's the thing here. And another thing too, somebody said that they're happy Kevin McCarthy is Speaker of the House, blah, blah, blah. Look,
he's not
if
yet.
You're happy Kevin McCarthy, if you're happy, if Kevin McCarthy ends up Speaker of the House, just remember Kevin McCarthy was in office for the past 2 years.
Right.
Remember, Kevin McCarthy knows what's been going on and hasn't done anything to stop it. Nope. So if you're happy, then great. You're gonna enjoy the next 2 years, I guess.
And the people that are in the gulag are going to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Those of us who know what's going on in Ukraine is wrong. Those of us who know what happened in Afghanistan is wrong. Those of us who know the indoctrination of our children are wrong. Those of us who are sick of the inflation and are concerned about our borders, we won't be happy until the establishment is stopped. And that's from Republicans and Democrats alike. So Tulsi, come on over. Trump, come on over. Trump Jr. come on over. You know, I'm even up for the Rand Pauls and the Ron Pauls while they're still breathing. Come on over. Massey's come on over. Let's do it. But I want real action now. I'm sick of the political BS. It needs to be done, and it doesn't have to be done politely anymore. And I'll get off my soapbox.
You're right, though. I want to add one thing, too, because really, Ron DeSantis has said a couple things. But he hasn't really said very much himself.
He hasn't.
Most of this is coming from other people.
Yes.
So let me say on the record, Governor DeSantis, if you come out and come clean, I'll change my mind about you.
Yeah.
You come out, you support,
red flags.
Support
explain
our
red
guy.
Flags and I'll yeah.
That too. Right. Now that's a big problem. You're right, explain, Angel. That's a huge problem.
Explain to me why you came out for O'Day.
Right.
As a senatorial candidate, but you didn't say nothing about Herschel Walker.
Come out and say that you were beholden to people that gave you money and give it back on
come on, any of these Senate races that are going to control the Senate. Where's your Blake Masters endorsement? Where's your, you know what I mean?
Like you're a Republican governor. Why didn't you come support Doug Mastriano?
Right.
That too.
I mean, you had $20 million. You could have lent him a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I've been saying this the whole time. Ron DeSantis does what's politically expedient for him, right?
It's going to be
ambitious. He wants to rise the establishment. It might not be. I'm telling you right now, if things don't change, Ron DeSantis is the only man who can beat a Democrat in 2024.
Well, you
if
know what
things don't change, meaning our election process and the way we communicate, if we don't get right, Ron DeSantis is all we can hope for, unfortunately, because that's just what it is. And red flag, Ron, I trust him as much as I trust Ted Cruz. And I don't. Because they seem to say whatever fits the moment and they don't put their money where their mouth is.
Jason, I don't want to bring that video out of Anna Navarro.
Oh,
yeah.
You're going to bring it out, Wayne. He's going to do it.
Jason's a pro-Ron guy. So
I think he's... I think we've convinced him otherwise.
Here's the thing with Ron DeSantis. I love what Ron DeSantis is doing, but
the fact that
all the people I hate are oozing around him.
Yes.
I'm concerned. Now, if Ron DeSantis wants to win me over, go show up in Washington, D.C. and demand Joe Biden release the January 6th prisoners.
You want to make the stand.
You want to be the leader of the party. Yeah,
that's
right. I kind of like when he sent the migrants to Martha's Vineyard. I thought that was kind of cool. Maybe I'm in the minority, but I think that's the thing. And if I can just add on to people being critical of Trump, the guy left a $1 billion lifestyle with the supermodel to come fight for this country. And you want to let people give him shit because he had a failed business or he said something stupid? Shut up and get in the fight.
Or nine out of 184 candidates lost. And you want to blame the whole thing on him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
If it wasn't for Trump, J.D. Vance, you wouldn't even know his name.
Yeah.
Well, you remember Ron DeSantis campaigning for Vance, right? Like, wasn't he a big, no, he didn't. So, but yeah, no, and I think that's the thing that kills me with the critical of Trump. It's like, if you're not going to get in the fight, you got nothing to say. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Like, God doesn't always send a perfect vessel. But this is what we got, and this is what we're going to roll with. So.
And just remember what your mom told you. You will be judged by the company that you keep.
And if he remains quiet about all the nastiness or all the never-Trumpers or the anti-Trumpers or the rhinos, if he stays quiet of all those people that are surrounding him and putting them, and not just them,
right?
CNN, MSNBC, Fox, I mean, they...
Especially Fox.
Fox
is running a story. Fox is running a story that Trump is screaming at Melania because of the election results.
I saw that.
Are you kidding me, man?
I wish I could say it surprises me. Yeah. But I mean, the way...
Don't fall for it, folks. Don't fall for it.
I don't think Donald Trump should fall for it either. I was thinking about this last night. I was like, they're trying to call you out.
They're trying to get him to take the bait, right? Because Donald Trump has never been a man that has stayed quiet in the face of criticism. In fact, he sues every time. So the President Trump had to change a little bit. And that's, you know, that's what's been bugging me since actual January 6th, is the Donald Trump that I knew and loved
would have said something.
Stayed pretty quiet from the actual January 6th on. And that's broken my heart and disappointed me. And I do wish Donald Trump, now that you're not president, just say it. We miss the old Donald Trump.
But he
just
did, though.
It,
he did.
No, he does. I have to defend.
I got to defend Twitter.
He came back and said that if he became president, that he would pardon those people in, because they have been illegally held by illegally held in prison. He did say that.
He said it on a local Pittsburgh radio show. He said it.
Yeah,
but I heard him say it.
Yeah, but DeSantis.
No, and I know he's still saying things, but he's not as publicly pronounced as he used to be. Now he sticks close into like he's circling the wagons, and I understand why. Right, I understand why. Donald Trump has never been careful like this before. He never pulled any punches before. And I'm not accusing him of being domesticated and docile all of a sudden. I'm not, which is why I lean towards the 4D chess people and think something's coming. Something's coming. But,
I'm going to do a copyright deal.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
That'll be $8.
$8 a hutch. Okay. Next week, big Trump announcement. He's declaring he's running for Speaker of the House.
I would love that, man. I would love that so much.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Heads, okay. You talk about heads explode. That would be a red wave. All the blood running down the street.
Just throw this out in the universe. He's like, no, I'm not announcing for president. I want to be Speaker of the House.
Oh, man.
Why not? He'd be third in line.
Could you imagine?
He'll be third in line. Yep. He'll be in charge of the
money. Money. He'll be in charge of the money.
That's 45 investigations.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God! Come on, let's make that happen in the universe.
Wow, but you know, I throw this out there. I was watching. I don't agree with Anna Navarro. She has been against Donald Trump ever since her guy Jeb Bush lost in 2016. So
I can't believe anybody would ever say my guy is Jeb Bush ever.
I know. Oh man.
Her,
any guy,
Nicole Wallace, Joe Scarborough, all of the DNC president from Maryland. But, can't remember his name.
But she came out and she made some particular statements against Ron DeSantis. And over the past couple of years, I've been watching what he's been doing down there in Florida. I haven't been able to get now. You know, we don't pull punches or have talking points or whatnot. But there are some things that I could say that could really hurt your feelings or hurt people's feelings if they support this guy, because they only look at the good. They don't look at the bad or the overage of government. Because what he's doing it from a conservative view. So when he's doing it, the conservative like, that's right. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Okay. All right. I mean, if that's the way y'all want it, great. But notice over the last year, I've been saying, be careful if he leaves. Because if a Democrat gets in that spot, they're going to do exactly what he did and worse. But nobody wants to say, well, wait, what are you talking about? Look at what he's doing. He created an election. He didn't need to, but he created an election police. Okay. Just, I mean, what Anna Navarro said. Anna Navarro basically, I don't want to play this because
just
I don't want to give
it,
her.
You're never going to forget her.
God darn it.
When you have what you had is a depressed, deflated vote, Democratic vote. And who can blame them when you nominate a corpse? I mean, yes, he won. Okay. You know, I've been dying to talk about Florida.
Yes.
And I think it's being completely misread. I think the narrative is all wrong.
Okay, so hold on. Let me just put a pause on. The narrative is Ron DeSantis is the king of Florida and has done what no one thought could be done. That's
which
the narrative.
I told
now
you,
correct
which
it.
I told you yesterday was going to be the case. Yes. I told you he was going to win bigly. Mm-hmm. But listen, Ron DeSantis barely won in 2018 by 35,000 votes by the skin of his teeth against a black progressive little known mayor from Tallahassee, Florida. It didn't. Yesterday, he won by 20 percentage points. Why? Because he gamed the system. Because he turned Florida into an unlevel playing field. They changed election laws, making it harder to vote by mail. They paraded a bunch of people, black people, that they arrested for voting fraud and paraded them in front of national
media.
Didn't
I say they would do
this? He created an election police. He also was very good in responding to hurricanes and other tragedies. He also invested
and
laser focused on Miami-Dade. And in the meantime,
turnout
was 10 points lower than it was in 2018. In
so
2018,
two,
it was 63%. Yesterday in Florida, it was 53%. So that's not a red wave. Red wave is when people go out to the streets and vote. When you have, what you had is a depressed, deflated vote, Democratic vote. And who can blame them when you nominate a corpse? I mean, yes, he won bigly, but he won.
She's missing a very important factor. How many people were refugees to Florida over the last 2 years?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They got an influx.
Every conservative I know.
They got an influx of Republicans like no one's ever seen before.
But if you add those things in there, that gives a huge playing field. And I'm not complaining. I'm only saying she's right in a sense that.
Oh, no, I mean, everything, what she said was right. I'm just saying, if you're going to give an honest analysis of the win, you have to add that in.
Right, right, exactly. But then that's when I go to this. He's not going to win. I know I'm going to hurt your feelings, but Megyn Kelly said the same thing. He's not going to win nationally. He can't set those election police nationally.
Because no, that's true.
He's not president. He can't do the things that he did in Florida before he runs for the 2024 election, if he runs. And he can't set the field like that.
And you look at our current, or for the near future anyway, the status of our federal government. Can he withstand investigations by the FBI and the CIA and everybody else and the IRS? Can he handle that?
Not without attitude.
You know, you got to show me some fight first. I don't. Do you have that? What did he do when he was 20? Good.
Good.
They're already starting on that. I don't know if you guys saw the news yesterday. People speculating about Ron DeSantis when he was a professor mingling with underage students. There you go. But here's the issue that I have with what she said. Right. And she can interpret it this way. And I did predict that people would interpret it right. Marching the black people out, that he arrested people for voting. Didn't I say they would interpret it that way? And she sure as hell did. And you can't argue with her for doing it. Where she's wrong, she claims that the blue vote was suppressed, right? She basically said that it's not a red wave because blue people in Florida feel like I did in Massachusetts, that my vote just wouldn't count anyway. Right. Well, honey, that is a red wave. If you're going to get swept up in the tide, it's because you're outnumbered. That's a red wave. And Florida did have every Republican from the country basically move to Florida if they lived in California, New York, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine. They all moved to Florida because of the government's response to the pandemic shined light on they don't want to be around this anymore, and they got out of Dodge. So Florida from here on out will be a Republican stronghold, period.
I don't think so.
It will be. It will
be. If he leaves, I don't think so. Because I mean, I agree with almost.
Yeah, he just has to bless Paulina Luna, and she'll get it. Whoever he blesses, he's Donald Trump of Florida. Donald Trump of Florida. He is.
Okay, fine. But I mean, look, I agree with almost everything you said. But I also think that not everybody moved to Florida was a Republican.
Right.
But a lot of them did move there.
A lot of people moved to Florida because of the freedom type of thing, but they didn't move because they were Republicans. They moved because of the freedom to do whatever they wanted to do.
But people that vote for freedom usually vote Republican.
And that's what they did for this election. They did that because the corpse, you didn't, and DeSantis, like, yeah, go ahead, do this and do that and do that. But the Democrats also, in many of the states, and I'm sure they did in Florida, voted Republican. So again, you can't say everything down there was Republican, but you can say, okay, yeah. All right.
Woo, here we go.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Can I just ask real quick, Florida, what's the deal with Charlie Crist? What is the deal with
Charlie
Crist?
I'm getting ready to address that right now. I think that it's highly possible. First of all, you have to keep in mind the theory of the two wings of the Uniparty. Mm-hmm. That's step number one. Does anybody really think Charlie Crist had a shot at that position?
Nope, I don't.
That's the third time he lost. He was set up to be in that position, so we would be where we are today.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Yep.
I think that he was set up. I saw him running. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man.
Yeah.
This guy's he's lost as a Democrat and an independent, or a Republican and an independent, and now he's going to lose as a Republican.
Yep.
Or as whatever the hell he is.
Are you confirming our suspicions that the establishment is laying up for Ron DeSantis?
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because there is no Republican and Democrat. It's the establishment. Right.
That's right. I think that whole race.
Talking about that,
he was phony.
When he showed me the video, I mean, it's like you want to grade your NFL team playing like a 1-8 team and be like, oh, we beat them by 40 points. Look, we're the best ever. Like Chris wasn't even a Democrat till like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And he ran a horrible campaign. And they actually had a couple decent candidates. Like, I think there was the agriculture secretary, kind of a cute young thing. She was the first person to win like a statewide office as a Democrat. She was running, and all the machine just moved against her.
Every time I heard that guy talk, every time he came out with a statement, yep. I'm thinking he's setting himself up to lose, man. This is easy to see. Mm-hmm. This guy's up there championing stuff nobody likes.
Right.
Yeah, he's like the Ross Perot, the perennial loser. Just throw him up every time. Everybody sees his name. They laugh. They pat him on the back.
What happens when you start to circle the wagons? Well, actually, no. You're not circling a wagon. You're circling Custer. You're bringing out all types of you're bringing all types of Indians from all different tribes and stuff because you're trying to take down Custer. Now you have influencers that are coming out there and slamming Donald Trump when they were all in the White House, sucking Trump's knee, begging him for clout or using his name for clout. And now they're coming out against him so that they can stay relevant.
Of course. Those influencers are such a joke. If you ask them to wear a dress tomorrow, they would.
Yeah. I mean,
they got upset with me because, and here's the great irony, the richest irony, the Daily Beast ran a headline regarding that live Instagram that you just heard from me. And the headline was, Candace Owens says Trump is pro-vax because he's too old to understand the internet.
She did say that. I watched her. That was a paraphrase, but it was basically, that's what she said. But she's saying that she didn't say that.
I never once called Trump too old. I did never once said that Trump could not understand the internet. And yet somehow he got that information and believed it to be true. He thought that I said that he was too old and that he couldn't understand the internet and did not quite get the information that actually what I was saying was a defense of him so that his supporters would still believe in him. Not only was he just mad, by the way, he then, during a golf session with some mutual friends of ours, had a person next to him who was egging this on, saying to Trump, and I know this because, again, this is a mutual friend, aren't you mad at Candace? And eventually he was like, yeah, I'm so mad at Candace. And this got back to me that he was upset with me, that he was angry at me. And the next time that I saw him, he was quite rude to me. He was actually rude to me. I'm telling you this personal story because I think it is something that made me for the first time question him as a person. So you have an individual that spent years defending you, right?
Candace.
And that individual gave you a
just say something about the Jews already.
You said something yourself.
Can we just shut her down?
That your base didn't like. Right. And you somehow transformed that into something that.
You know what I can't stand about Candace? And here's the thing is she is bright. And she has potential for quite a future. But one thing that drives me crazy about Candace is she's always talking about who she's bickering with.
Yeah.
She's always offering up like she's one of the Real Housewives of the GOP or something. And it's always some fight she's in. And she's always telling people about her fight and what people have heard about her fight. And then she's recapping what people have said about the fight. I'm sorry, a mutual friend told you that he was egging on the president to be angry at you. And you still call him a mutual friend. By the way, I bet you Donald Trump said, Candace, who? I bet you.
That sounds especially like something you hear in a cafeteria in high school, man. Grow up, woman.
Yeah. Hold on.
She's so and petty. It drives me nuts. Like, stop with the petty stuff.
Comes from a generation. Like, people, you oftentimes forget, like, how old things are good. And he believes that because he comes from a generation. Like, people, you oftentimes forget, like, how old Trump is. He comes from a generation. I've seen other people that are older have the exact same perspective. Like, they came from a time before TV, before internet, before being able to conduct their independent research, you know, and everything that they read in a newspaper that was pitched to them, like, they believed that that was a reality. And one of those things was, you know, this
that shit
push
offends
for
me.
Vaccines
so
and believing she's that so people stupid. Were going to die without
shut
vaccines.
Shut her down.
And
shut her down.
So
shut her
I
down.
Believe
shut
that
down.
His support of the vaccine is genuine and it's not based in any corruption at all. I
basically, you know, hold on, wait a minute, hold on. Wait. Hold on. I want y'all to understand she said that.
She did.
I heard her say it.
And she came out and
he's
said,
"He's so old, he doesn't understand the internet." Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't literally
and,
say
and,
it.
And I would say something. I would say something to that entire generation. You're making a big mistake assuming things like that. The internet made you lazy. Yeah. We researched our asses off in a library.
I was just going to say
with
that
with the microfiche of newspapers from the 1900s.
Those of us who remember a world before the internet, raise your hand.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Those of us who know how to read a map, raise your hand.
Candace, explain to me what the Dewey Decimal System is, please.
Ooh, don't do that. You make your head explode. Don't do
this
that.
This is what I hate about.
Do you know anything about the disk operating system, DOS? Can you communicate with a keyboard and a monochrome monitor?
Radio Shack Tandy, Jason.
I'm in. Who didn't own one of those?
With a 20 megabyte external hard drive that you can
My
hear going.
My first degree was computer science.
I really
the
young people who think we were cavemen until the internet was born are just absolute morons to me. And you're discrediting yourself, right?
We landed on the moon in 1968. We landed on the moon.
And they haven't
done it. Or at least we made a stellar video about it. Video about the moon.
It's on YouTube.
In the studio is. Yeah, hey, I was going to say, too, like, it's not a hot take to say a 72-year-old guy might not be all that familiar with the internet. You know what I mean? And, like, you could say that. And, like, I mean, I don't know if you hang out with conservatives. Like, the stuff my buddies say to each other is much more savage than that. And if he's really friends
put it this way. If he doesn't understand the internet, Wayne, when was the first time you interviewed him?
Oh, man.
He understands the internet.
That was CPAC the year before he announced he was president, he was going to run for president.
No. We did that before.
The year before he announced.
He was out there during the Romney campaign.
Because we asked him if he had anything to announce then and there. It was at CPAC when he was trashing Jeb Bush.
It was CPAC.
He trashed Jeb Bush right before Jeb Bush took the stage. So that was 2015.
But my point is he knew who Wayne was, and you don't know Wayne was if you don't understand the internet.
Right.
And here's the thing is I'll give it to Gen Z that some 72-year-olds I bet don't know what the internet is. Like, I don't know,
Joe Biden,
for example.
Yeah.
Who's and the thing is I bet Hillary Clinton doesn't care or know how it works either. But when you're a successful businessman like Donald Trump, you have to know. You have to stay up on these things, right? He has not been a lifelong politician. He's had to have made money and adapt with industry. So, again, none of this is a jab towards those who are on in age. you played yourself, Candace. She did. this is why I can never get behind these young millennial and Gen Z influencers, is because you're so young, you haven't cut your teeth on anything. You were cherry picked because of the way you look and the fact that you're quick with your tongue. Congratulations.
She's fast talking. Right. She's fast talking.
You were picked for
and
that.
Let's just be honest. Candace Owens was picked because she's a black woman who's conservative. Let's just be
that's
honest.
That's my point. No, that's my point. The thing is they do that, right? Anna Paulina Luna was another one. And I don't know her personally. But the fact of the matter remains is I have yet to know her. And I've been in this for a long time. Right?
I'm the same way.
And she might be great for Florida. Yeah. And all of this is to say is the Republican Party is no better than the Democrat Party in buying us like shoes. They're adding us into a cart and selecting because you'll buy it. You want that pretty black girl to Pied Piper the black girls off the plantation. You want the pretty white girl to Pied Piper some of the men, and you know that's what you're doing. But the fact of the matter remains is she's not old enough or mature enough to understand what has come before her. Literally, not even the decade before.
Thank
her.
You.
The internet is not old, sweetie.
the reason why I'm letting Angel continue is because I watched it all from the beginning. I remember one time we
interviewed her three times in one CPAC weekend.
And they tried to cancel Wayne.
They tried to cancel Wayne because he wasn't on board with Candace.
Yeah. And that's why y'all didn't see me in the White House for the first 3 years because they had that thing on lockdown. But I saw when she was coming up. I watch things from up here. I don't see everything that I see. But when you're always calling out big name people, Cardi B, Kim Kardashian, when you're calling these people out and you're saying, oh, well, what? You don't agree with me? Come on my show. Come on my show and debate me. Come on my show and debate AOC. Come on my show and debate me. Oh, then, I mean, there's a system to that madness that you're running for clout. You're trying to game the system and get your clout by using these people. Yeah. And I don't know. I just kept looking at the conservative movement. I was like, damn, y'all need a superhero that bad? I mean, y'all just, oh, Candace destroyed her. Candace don't go anywhere else but Fox News. She don't go on CNN. I've been on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. I've been on all three. You don't go. I mean, if you ain't comfortable in other places, you ain't gonna go, Ron DeSantis. You are not gonna go on those other places because you don't want to look bad. You don't want to get destroyed, you know. And I'm like, oh man, that's why when I show these things, I'm like, they get these influencers out. They're making them. I mean, they're pushing them for dissent, or they're she was getting ready to lay in the Donald Trump in that video, by the way. The video's out there, the Daily Wire. Somebody got it. She was getting ready to lay into Donald Trump, basically telling him to look into the mirror.
She thinks she has the power to cancel Donald Trump with her audience.
Be careful, y'all. Be careful.
She has the power to cancel Donald Trump with her audience. Like, he's mad at me now. I didn't say anything. Like, girl, you look, I scratch my head as to why Donald Trump is so proud of this vaccine, but I don't think it's because he doesn't understand the internet. And until I can truly understand why he pushes this vaccine, and I want to see if he's still proud with the 18 to 39 year old men under risk of death suddenly, is he still proud? He's quiet on it right now, but don't speak for him when he didn't give you permission to, and don't make idiotic excuses for him when he hasn't given you those talking points, especially if he's your friend. That's what I gotta say. And you just learned.
I was gonna say,
you're not more powerful than him.
Here's my takeaway. If that monologue doesn't start with, so I called Donald Trump because I heard somebody say something, I don't give a shit what you say after that. Like, the fact of the matter is, you're grown up. If I hear from somebody Wayne's pissed at me, I'm going to call him up and go, yo, what's up? Like, I'm not going to go onto the internet to rant about Wayne, you know? And if you're really friends with Trump and a mutual friend said something, you said something and he got mad, call him. Like, you got his number. You're in Mar-a-Lago. You know what I mean?
Why the three podcasts?
Yeah, why are you going
you
on know, the
you
internet?
Want to help you want to help the cause.
It passes.
Candace, how about reaching out to unmarried women that broke for Democrats?
Oh my God.
How about doing that? How about getting them on? But we got to do something about that, guys. That's a real thing. They got to get married or something, yeah.
It was the revenge of the cat ladies. Like, if you haven't seen, we'll have to find the stat and share it, but it was like 70% of unmarried women voted Democrat.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was revenge of the cat ladies.
I mean, either we have to regroup and we got to get abortion. That had to be abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that I don't really know, but I'm saying we got to figure out a solution to that. That's going to kill us.
Yep.
I tell you the only solution
to that is prayer.
I was going to say that too. You're right. It's God.
I tell you this.
Yeah,
as
that's the only thing, because we've already had our victories. We need to take that W and realize these morons voted thinking they could do something at the federal level, but it's at the states now, stupid. That's the point. That's the point.
Yeah.
Hey, can I break in with breaking news?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lauren Boebert just took a 400-vote lead.
That's awesome. She was down 60 this morning.
98, 99. Well, yeah, she was down 60 this morning, so she's up by 400. Yeah, come on, Lauren. Deal. I don't know.
Like, it reminds you of a red wave.
Right.
I wonder how many people are going to say that was cheating.
Yeah, oh yeah, right. You gotta have a runoff.
I'm just shocked it's so close for her because she's been such a darling. What could she have possibly done to piss people off in her district? You know what I mean? Like, to me, that kind of stuff is just, it smacks.
Hey, where do you want me to go with all these ballots? Where do you want me to drop these ballots off? I'm here from the party. They ripped it off. And we got to get back to vote counting votes instead of ballots.
Yeah. Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go. We my phone blowing up. It's Friday.
It's Candace's friends telling you that she's mad at you too. She heard from a friend who watches our show that you're mad at her, Wayne, and she's going to podcast about it.
Go ahead, go on the show, debate her.
Oh my God! If we get Candace on, let's go.
She blocked me years ago. she blocked me years ago because I wouldn't push that. When you come on the scene and you start regurgitating stuff that other people have said, I'm like, oh, okay.
Sean Hannity.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You're no better than Hollywood at that point.
Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro.
I used to get mad watching him talk about the abortion and black community and stuff. I'm like, you don't even go into black community. You're going to all these colleges and you're talking about the abortion rate and how blacks don't vote. And you don't do any outreach. I have never seen any video of anybody over there at Daily Wire. And now they're making movies, but nobody doing outreach, but they're doing podcasts like champs. I'm serious. They're doing.
Well, you want to know why? You know why he doesn't go to campuses? Is can you even picture Ben Shapiro trying to throw a punch if he had to defend himself?
No.
My personification of Ben Shapiro is when he almost got sent to the hospital by a tranny on TV.
That's, I'm going to say that's a big tranny.
She's big. Yeah, you're right. But that's what I think of, Ben. When I think of you, that's what I think of.
She had those big man hands on
it. And you talk about Adam's apple.
She put that grip on him. Yeah.
And hey, that's why I am so grateful for Donald Trump, because had Donald Trump not held office, we would think all of these people were on the same side as us.
Oh, you're right. He blessed us. Mm-hmm. I wish sometimes I wish he wouldn't have. Because once you see it, you can't unsee it.
It's like the movie They Live, if you remember that. Like, you put on the sunglasses and you see all the signs. And if you haven't seen it, Rowdy Piper starting it in like the 80s. but yeah, watch it. Like, it's the aliens invaded and like, yeah, they took over everything. And once you see it, you can't unsee it.
I tell you this. This weekend, make sure that you, if you want to, keep your eyes on what's going on with these races and whatnot. But get out and enjoy the weekend. It's starting to get cold, so you don't have many more weekends. Man, it's supposed to rain, though.
It was chilly this morning.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain like really bad this weekend because of that tropical storm. All prayers for the people in Florida and the southern tip. I saw that water. That water is
crazy.
Yeah, that's bad. That's real bad. But again, Jason, I want to thank you for joining us again. Last thoughts. Give me some last thoughts.
Well, I got a three-pronger. First of all, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank you guys for your service and for all the veterans out there. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. My dad was a Marine, and truly they're doing God's work. Second thing, I mention it every time. Guys, support things like this. The easiest way you can do it, it doesn't cost you a cent, hit the share button. It's just that easy. Share it on your feed. If we entertained you, if you made it this long, like 30 seconds, hit the button, hit the share. That'll be great. And then the last thing, I'm just going back. You know, it's a long weekend, right? I need you guys to help me make Donald Trump declaring that he's going to run for Speaker of the House manifest in the universe. You know, sometimes you just need to throw things out in the universe to have it become a thing. I just want him to just suggest it, not even do it. But so, like, when you're out, you're at the cookout, go, what if Donald Trump, his announcement next week was he's running for Speaker of the House? That's what I want to see. Let's see if we can make that happen, folks. Thanks a lot, and thanks for having me on this week, guys. It's been a blast.
Hey, awesome. Jason, you did a great job. Thank you. I would like, I'll have to amend that a little bit. I think he should come out next week and make the announcement that he's thinking about making the announcement to be Speaker of the House, and he'll let you know on February. He'll let you know.
Right.
You know, make him stew for 2-3 months. Yeah. It'll be the news cycle from hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep on throwing that carrot out and making the Dems just.
Right.
Make the Republicans do that. McCarthy have a baby.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right, y'all. Take care of yourself. Be safe. Remember, giftsandgo.com. We did get a couple more donations. You should have received your login and password for WayneDupree.com. Also last night for ad free. You don't get any pop-up ads or anything, and you also get the VIP articles for the next couple of months. So I want to thank you for doing it. givesandgo.com/WayneDupree Show. Happy Veterans Day to you, and
back at you.
In remembrance, happy Veterans Day to Jason's dad. In remembrance. I want to give everybody out there a huge hug and say thank you for being there for us, God.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.